It's Radio Dublin. Time now is almost 1:45. It's Sunday afternoon. We're on the second Sunday into January, and our radio station is still progressing along. It's station news this January 1989, at a time when we should be closed. Nice, short, brief news on what's happening in radio to anyone listening to us out there. So far, we seem to be doing okay. The only thing that has happened with the station is a prohibition notice has been served. That's a notice to say our electricity and telephones will be cut off as of the 19th of January. Unless we appeal it, of course, so naturally we'll be taking that matter up during next week. The situation around the country with radio stations, well, so far very few back on. Radio Star, of course, in Monaghan have stuck it out all the time along with ourselves and still going strong. Radio North in Donegal, Gold or somewhere up around Dundalk, they're chugging away. Fairview FM stations popping on and off the bands all over the place, including Dublin. But that's the radio situation as is. Tomorrow, a meeting of the country radio stations to get a rundown on what the legal technicalities are of going back on air and what to do if prohibition notices are served, etc. Some stations are back on in the country as of today, others coming back Monday and Tuesday. So it remains to be seen by Tuesday or Wednesday how many stations are actually back. The general word is somewhere in the region of 40 stations back on air by Monday or so. What will happen to them? More than likely they will not be served with prohibition notices similar to ours. I think the department may well wait to see the outcome of our case. If our electricity is cut off, of course everybody else will be in exactly the same boat, electricity cut off. That may or may not happen. We just have to wait on the courts to see what happens there. Now, any other good news? Well, the RTE news seems to be covering us great these days. RTE1 television there Friday evening. Had yours truly and Alan Hunter, spokesman for the Independent Broadcasting Association, on, as well as RTE had a Dr. Michael Ford, a constitutional lawyer of their choosing, now giving his opinion on what's the likely outcome of the injunction which we'll be seeking to have our electricity kept on it. He is most favourable there. He thinks we will get an injunction. So it looks like your radio station here will stick it out. What will happen in radio here in Dublin, it's very hard to know. Some stations will eventually struggle back, others simply won't. I think one of the ones not coming back most definitely is Sunshine, which is a pity, but there you are. They have more or less decided that it's against the law, even though the law is being challenged in the High Court, and it might ruin their chances of a license. So they're staying put, staying off the air and working on the license application, things like that in the background. It would be a pity in a way to see them going by the board, because the Sunshine remind me too much of a radio station that was around in 1978-79, ARD Radio. We were both two opposition stations there. ARD, very professional approach to radio, like Sunshine, with news, NUJ members, current affairs, everything was so polished. The right contacts in political circles, and were advised in 1979 that legislation on radio was pending and that the best thing they could do would be to close down, make an application, and they would be very favourably considered, which they did. 1st of January 1980, Paul Vincent signed off. You may have heard that programme. We did a programme on it just before Christmas there, with Paul Vincent signing off in ARD, all hoping for that license. But of course that was now 9 years ago, and ARD are no longer in existence. It's a pity. that sort of thing happens in radio, it happens in politics as well. But this station set to continue on. We have a High Court action coming up on the constitutionality or otherwise of the new broadcasting bill. And if we're successful in that High Court action, the bill has to be redrafted and your station will be left running away there, no one there at all. If we lose that action, we've two alternatives: to close down or appeal to the Supreme Court. There isn't a third alternative. There's no way of staying on beyond losing a High Court action. So High Court action is set for sometime between end of March and beginning of May. We don't know exactly where. Dates have not been set yet. That's about all I can say on the court case. We're precluded from saying anything else because it's already the ball is rolling in court action. So that's all there is in the way of news. What's likely to happen around the country? I think more than likely your stations around the countryside should be back Monday or Tuesday, if they're not back already. Ourselves, we've changed frequency slightly. You may have noticed that the 1188 on medium wave chugging away as normal. Our FM moved up to the centre of the band, that's on to 101. And I've already indicated to Sunshine that if they do at any stage come back, we will vacate the 101 frequency and move back to 105, so no problems there. And shortwave going international, 6910 kilohertz, as is normal. That's about it. Station news, stay tuned and stick with us if you can. There are no marches as yet on the streets. There's talk of that in the country, all right, but nothing has been yet organised because the Dáil is not yet in session, not due back until the 24th of this month. We'll see what happens between this and the 24th. Radio will naturally keep changing and changing over the next few weeks, and it's very difficult to predict the final outcome of it. If you stay with us, we'll try to do the best we can. We're trying to cater for all tastes at this stage, besides our regular listeners like Mass Booner and people like that who have stuck with the station for years on end, new listeners at this stage. If our music taste doesn't suit you, well, the telephone line is there, 538-684. Give us a ring, let's know what you'd like to play, because we're at the stage where we're prepared to reorganise, change things around and try to suit a majority of listeners. We're not just broadcasting whatever we feel like. So if there's something wrong in the station, give us a ring. If it's right, well, give us a ring as well. We'd like to be encouraged along the way. That's about it, station news wise this Sunday afternoon, way into January, when we should be long gone. And maybe station news next Sunday, not too sure on that, but stay tuned to the station and let's know what you think of us. For someone special, a record somewhere on the decks here. I'm not used to this broadcasting, so onwards we go. Terrible Home is coming up. We'll cure that, I'm sure, later on, somehow or another. But in the meantime, what I will do is, if you hear the clatter in the background there, we'll attempt to remove one record from one deck to another deck. This is on there, and we'll more or less hope for the best. It should work. Maybe it won't. Here we go. For someone special out there, bless the home and everything else that's coming in my headphones. Goodbye, God bless, and hello to Jacqueline out there in Jobstown. This is for you.